News out yesterday that Wichita Falls, Texas, will join the league next year. And, of course, we've been told Billings will join. And now a third team is coming in. And the Iowa Barnstormers announced today that they will leave the AFL for the IFL. And joining us on the fan line, he's the commissioner of the IFL, Mike Alshouse. And, Mike, when we had you on last time, you said, yeah, there may be more teams coming in. Did you ever think, though, that it was going to be the Iowa Barnstormers?
In the back of my mind, I was hoping that we would be talking again here very soon when we had that discussion. We've been in talks with the Barnstormers for quite a while now, and it got hot and heavy here recently, and we're very proud and very excited to announce that our newest team here in the IFL is the Iowa Barnstormers.
So how did these talks come about, Mike? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? Kind of take us through the chronological timeline of how this thing came about.
It was really mutual from the beginning. You know, we recognized that, you know, there's a team in the Midwest, a very prominent and iconic team with the Barnstormers, where Kurt Warner got his start before going on and obviously winning a Super Bowl, being MVP of the National Football League, that's just sitting there in the AFL, kind of in the middle of our geographic footprint. And I think they recognized that, you know, hey, maybe the business model that they're accustomed to in the AFL maybe wasn't conducive to the Des Moines, Iowa market. And that's kind of how the conversation started. You know, their ownership group is first class all the way, led by Jeff Lamberti and also with John Pettit running things from the front office. And I just think this is a good move for both the Barnstormers and for the IFL. It's kind of a new chapter in the Barnstormers' life here as a historic franchise, and we're kind of turning over a new leaf as the Indoor Football League as well. So great, exciting times here with the Indoor Football League, and we're looking forward to the future here of our league.
Hey, Mike, what is the difference in the business model between a team that is in the IFL and a team in the AFL? Because there's been people in Sioux Falls that have said, well, you know, you keep winning, maybe it's time to move on, go up to the next level, and I've told them that there's a big difference in those two levels when it comes to business. What can you tell us about the two?
Well, again, in my understanding of what the AFL model is, they're attracted to the larger market. Again, they have a national TV deal on ESPN, which gives them great notoriety, great publicity. They have a reality show for their team in Los Angeles, the LA Kiss. There you see Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, former members of the rock band Kiss. So, they're in the bigger markets than what you're accustomed to in the IFL, where our focus is really on the smaller to mid-sized markets located throughout the Midwest, where the basis of our geographic footprint is. And we found that we are more successful when we go to markets like Sioux Falls or Des Moines or Cedar Rapids or Grand Island, where Sioux Falls Storm are the Dallas Cowboys of Sioux Falls. There's no other team. They're the biggest ticket in town. Whereas if you go to these bigger markets, you're competing with NFL teams, you're competing with NBA teams, baseball teams, and you kind of get lost in the shuffle there. Where, again, on these smaller to mid-sized markets, we just found that the fans rally around it. They love having the hometown team that they can root for, and we found our most success in those markets.
Why do you suppose it wasn't working, the AFL in Des Moines?
You know, I don't know if it necessarily wasn't working. You know, they averaged about 8,000 fans a game this past season, is my understanding. So I don't think that it wasn't working necessarily. I just think this is the Barnstormers making a conscious business decision that, hey, there's another league out here that provides a similar service to what the AFL does, and maybe it's a better economic model for our business. And that's kind of, I think, where the decision lies. And then making the decision to come over to our league here in the Indoor Football League.
He's Mike Alshouse. He's the commissioner of the Indoor Football League. As the Iowa Barnstormers making it official today, they're going to join the league next year. Yesterday, it was Wichita Falls, Texas. Tell us a little bit about Wichita Falls and how that came to be.
Yeah, Wichita Falls is a spot on the map that we've had circled for the past season or two here on the IFL, is a spot that we would love to expand to. You know, it's a market of about 100,000 people in Wichita Falls, and they have a beautiful arena that was just constructed. I think it's about 10 years old now. It's just a beautiful facility, seats 7,000 fans, beautiful video board. It's just perfect for what we do here in indoor football. And, you know, thankfully we got in contact with a gentleman by the name of Drew Carnes, who is just a first-class astute businessman, full of integrity. And we're just very glad that, you know, we are paths crossed and we were able to work out a deal with Drew to bring the Wichita Falls Nighthawks into the IFL. So again, just an exciting week. A couple big announcements here in the IFL between today and yesterday. And we're pushing forward here and looking forward to the future.